from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
Good evening, and thanks for joining us tonight. I'm Julian Grace. We begin with major breaking news in the Middle East. Iran has launched more than 100 drones toward Israel, according to an Israeli military official, in retaliation for an Israeli strike on the Iranian consulate in Damascus earlier this month. Now, what you're looking at right here, this is a live picture of Tel Aviv. The attack is likely to unfold over the number of hours in the next couple of hours, we're told, according to the U.S. National Security Council. President Biden has returned to Washington to meet with his national security team. He's expected to address the nation from the Oval Office at some point this evening. Now, the U.S. earlier said it expected that Iran would carry out strikes against multiple targets inside Israel. Iran has also seized a container ship today near the Strait of Hormuz with 25 crew members on board. Now, according to Iranian state media, the vessel is managed by a company linked to an Israeli businessman. Now, these are very fast-moving developments, and we will stay on top of them. You can also see much more on NBC Nightly News immediately after this newscast. Durham police responded to a reported bomb threat at the Durham County Main Library this morning. That building had been evacuated. Let's go now to WRAL's Carly Haynes. She is live there right now. Carly, what can you tell us?
Julian, we've been watching all day as families with young children have been coming up to these library doors only to see this sign that the main library is closed all of today, and it's due to a security threat. An anonymous person emailed a bomb threat against this library to a news station in Charlotte. Charlotte police communicated with Durham police, who notified Durham library staff. Customers and staff evacuated to safety. Law enforcement swept the building, and they issued an all clear. We spoke with the director of this library, who said threats against public libraries are becoming more and more common across the country.
Devastated, hurt, just to know that an institution like the library that is here for all, that someone would extend a threat of that nature and just disrupt something such as simple programs for kids and for adults.
The threat specifically targeted one of today's library events hosted by Rainbow Collective for Change. That group says it builds safe and equitable spaces for LGBTQ plus and gender diverse children and families. This is the final day of National Library Week. The library says they expect to be back open at 9:30 Monday morning for everyone. Julian.
Great to see they will be back open on Monday. Carly Haynes reporting live for us tonight in Durham. Thank you. Let's go to this. Opposing rallies this afternoon at the state capitol in Raleigh. The conservative Christian group Don't Mess With Our Kids held a demonstration against what they call transgender curriculum in schools. Now, at the same time, nearby, there was a counter rally called Pro Queer, Pro Choice. Both demonstrations were peaceful. One person is dead after a crash on Harnett Dunn Highway in Sampson County this morning. A breaking news tracker was there on the scene where the crash happened around 9:30 this morning. State Highway Patrol says an old military truck ran a stop sign on East Street, colliding with a car on Harnett Dunn Highway. The driver that was struck, William Artis, died at the scene. The truck's driver, Victor Hugo Rojas Espejo, is charged with misdemeanor death by motor vehicle. The Highway Patrol is investigating a crash in Cumberland County involving three cars. Troopers say it happened after a driver ran a stop sign around 1 o'clock this morning. This was the scene from the WRAL breaking news tracker at the intersection of Elk Road and Gillespie Street near Hope Mills. Now, you can see one car with damage to its front end. Another flipped on its side in the crash. We're still working to learn more about all the injuries involved there. Our breaking news tracker was also on this scene of a stabbing in Raleigh early this morning. Police say a man was stabbed in the back on Camden Street. They say he was taken to the hospital and he is expected to recover. Police say no one is in custody related to the stabbing at this time, and they are not searching for any suspects. Very disturbing story out of Australia. Six people are dead after a stabbing at a busy shopping mall in Sydney, Australia today. Here's what we know. The suspect was shot and killed by an officer on the scene. Police say a man entered the mall around 3 p.m. local time and began attacking. Six people were killed and several others, including an infant, were injured. Police have not released the identity of the suspect, but they say he acted alone. A new garden is growing in Durham, and it honors those lost in a heartbreaking old problem. The Memorial Garden at Ashbury United Methodist Church was dedicated this morning to honor victims of gun violence. As WREL's Eric Miller reports, the dedication comes just days after five people were shot in the city.
Just off Durham's Clarendon Street, amid the petals Saturday, there's pain. Family, friends, loved ones who've lost someone to gun violence gathering for a somber dedication.
Healing is hard.
That healing all the harder after yet more shootings in Durham this week.
As I think most of you know, five people were shot on Thursday afternoon.
This garden is the work of a group of Durham churches, the Central Durham Cooperative Mission, spearheaded by church leaders like J.J. Porter.
We just wanted to have a beautiful space for people to connect with.
The ceremony Saturday included victim families, including Nelly Montes de Oca, whose daughter Emily was shot and killed in Durham in 2022.
Emily was only 22 years old and she was taken from me.
Organizers like Alexandra Valladares used the moment to shine a light on murders of immigrant families, which are, she says, frequently underreported and made all the more painful by a language barrier between first responders and families.
This is the reality. It was 2 weeks. This mom was calling those offices, but because of the language barrier, families like Nelly's family don't get any answers.
For his part, J.J. Porter says he hopes this garden can serve two purposes for families like Montes de Ocas.
A place for people to lament, and a place of reflection.
Reflection for a family, a community, a city, united by a common pain. In Durham, Eric Miller, WRAL News.
I'm sure that garden will continue to grow with positive support there. Well, a group held a youth violence and conflict resolution seminar in Raleigh today. They talked about conflict resolution strategies to prevent violence. Yes, we need more of this. Ultimately, saving lives and promoting peace. The event was held at John Chavis Community Center. Now, the message from organizers was to find a way to get along with people different from you.
We're hoping that the youth will take from this event to learn how to love one another, right? How to forgive one another, how to set aside their differences, whether it's religion, race, whatever it may be, and put the guns down. It's time for that. It's time to stop the bloodshed. You know, it's so many lives that are being lost just off of a small issue.
Everything Brother Israel said right there is so true. Now, event organizers also held a free food and water giveaway at today's seminar. Another visit from political leadership. First Lady Jill Biden will visit North Carolina next week. She will travel to Greenville and Greensboro on Monday. The longtime teacher plans to highlight the importance of expanding career-connected learning in high school and college. She'll make pit stops at Pitt Community College and Guilford Technical Community College. You can read more about the First Lady's visit online at WRL.com. There are only a couple of days left to file your taxes. Yes, that clock is ticking down right now. Returns are due at 11:59 p.m. Monday night unless you file for an extension. Christina Coleman shares what to do to avoid tax return stress.
If you put off filing your taxes until now, the clock is ticking. For most of us, the deadline is Monday. The IRS says it's received over 100 million returns so far, but if you're one of the roughly 1 in 4 Americans who've waited until the last minute, it can be a source of stress and anxiety.
We have the pressure of doing it right and getting the deadline in on time and feeling worried about what might happen if I make a mistake. What might happen if I owe more on taxes than I'm expecting?
But it doesn't have to be that way. Experts say just take it one step at a time. Ask for help from family and friends or a tax professional if you need it. And focus on self-care if you're feeling stressed. If you're in one of these 12 states and made $79,000 or less last year, you can file for free on the IRS website thanks to the new Direct File Pilot program just rolled out this year. If you file electronically, you should expect any refund you're owed within 3 weeks. And if you opt for direct deposit, you'll see that money even faster. The average refund this year is about $3,000. Once you've checked over your paperwork and officially submit, give yourself a pat on the back for getting it done.
Plan on celebrating once you're done filing your taxes. Ask your friend to go for a walk with you or to come over for dinner. Give yourself a high five because filing taxes can be pretty stressful.
And if you're not ready by Monday, you can file for an extension. That will give you another 6 months to get it done. Reporting in Los Angeles, Christina Coleman, WRAL News.
Yes, we can all give ourselves a high five after filing taxes. Love that story. Well, coming up, find why an exhibition barnstorming baseball team from Georgia is in the Triangle tonight. You got to see why they're here. Plus, a special event for patients at UNC Children's Hospital. Anthony.
And Julian, it's certainly been a windy start to the weekend for us. We're seeing gusts currently about 15 to 25 miles an hour. Coming up here after this break, we're going to talk about how long these wind speeds last and a big time warm up on the way. I'll talk about who could get close to 90 here in a few minutes.
All right, 90, bring it on. And I know you're ready for this. Also, there's a new episode of Saturday Night Live tonight. Ryan Gosling returns to 8H to host with a musical guest. You guessed it. Chris Stapleton, you can watch tonight on WRAL right after our 11 o'clock news. It'll be fun. Welcome back. The Savannah Bananas are in town this weekend. The touring baseball team spent this morning with the Miracle League of the Triangle near the Durham Bulls Athletic Park. Members of the Bananas and Party Animals, their rival team, partner up with local kids, guiding them through at bats and spending time with them in the dugout. Now, the Miracle League helps bring together kids with physical and mental disabilities and the game of baseball.
I had a sweet little girl named Anna today. You know, we made a handshake. I figured out that her favorite pizza is pepperoni pizza. She loves watching basketball and Steph Curry. And it's just, you know, giving them an opportunity to be heard and truly be heard and feel like they're understood by somebody that's, you know, outside of their family is something that I think that's really cool. It creates memories that they'll never forget and memories that we'll never forget.
Anna, I love all those items as well. Now, the Savannah Bananas play today at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 1 p.m. Let's get on out there and support them. All right, this next story made me smile, and I think it will do the same for you. Patients at UNC Children's Hospital were able to experience prom last night. Look at this. Teens were invited out for a night of fun away from the typical hospital environment. The event was hosted specifically for patients who may not be able to attend their own proms due to a chronic diagnosis. All the attendees received medical treatment at UNC Children's.
It is just a wonderful opportunity for them to have this event in lieu of their own prom or maybe in addition to. But here they have the commonality with other kids who have chronic conditions where they can come together and just share the experience.
Yes, last night's prom was hosted by Duncan Joy and Childhood Foundation and UNC Children's. Just love to see them dancing and smiling there. And a major matchup. There you go. I got it. At Wake Med Soccer Park, two of the top players in women's soccer meet in Cary tonight, and you can watch it live right here on WRAL. The Portland Thorns are coming to town to take on the North Carolina Courage. That means Defender of the Year nominee Kaylee Kurtz will go up against She Believes Cup MVP Sophia Smith. You see them right there. You can watch all the action live tonight at 7 o'clock right here on WRAL. It will be a great game. Let's stay on sports. NC State wants to celebrate its historic college basketball season. Crowds packed the foot of the bell tower to honor both the men and women's postseason runs all the way to the Final Four, you may recall. Well, now you're invited to do it one more time at a special event Monday night. Here's all the details. It all starts at 8 at the foot of the bell tower. Both Wolfpack teams will be there with coaches Kevin Keats and Wes Moore. The city of Raleigh will close Hillsborough Street between Oberlin Road and Horn Street for the event. Parking will be available after 5 at Reynolds Coliseum parking deck and the Jeter Bays, the SAS lot, and the Dan Allen deck. WRAL will also bring the entire celebration right to your living room. Watch the whole thing live on WRAL News Plus. That's available over the air on Channel 34, on Spectrum Channel 1257, and on your smart TV. You can also watch on WRAL.com or the WRAL News app. Look at that. We got you covered. So you've got to watch if you're not able to be there. Anthony, what is just a gorgeous day out there today. But that wind was moving pretty fast in some places.
Yeah, it was windy for us. But it's interesting, Julian, when you're out in the sun, it didn't feel too bad. The shade, though, a couple times I was out there and it felt a little bit cool just with that breeze. We go into tonight, though, that should start to calm down. We have a very warm stretch of weather headed this way and very dry. We're not looking at much rainfall. I'll talk about that here in just a second. Let's get us outside, though, this evening on a beautiful Saturday night. We're talking temperatures mainly close to 70 for us right now. Sunshine for everyone. Apex looking good there. People out walking, enjoying the sunshine at Fayetteville. You notice, though, the trees, definitely the camera blowing around just a little bit. Also Chapel Hill and Durham. Everyone looking great as we check in on our Saturday night. Winds, though, are still gusty. We're up to about 25 miles an hour there in Raleigh and Durham, 17 in Clinton, where you don't see a gust reading showing up right there. That basically means we're not seeing one. It's below about 10 miles an hour. Everyone is going to start to see those relax as we get into tonight, but the next couple of hours, let's say 15 to about 20, we get into tomorrow morning, they should start to calm down. It'll be pretty light tonight, and then we start it all over again as we head into tomorrow. Could be seeing gusts again up to about 20 tomorrow afternoon. Temperatures, though, that's our other big story. 73 is where we currently sit in Raleigh and Durham, 74 in Fayetteville, 73, a pretty comfortable one there in Clinton this evening. Looking good as we get into tonight. Could be a little bit chilly, though. With those winds calming down, we've got clear skies. That's kind of a good combination to really see those temperatures fall. 44 is where we're going there in Roxboro. Most of us, let's say, in the mid to maybe some upper 40s. So not freezing, but just enough where tomorrow morning, heading out to church, enjoying your Sunday, you may want that light jacket to start. I'll leave this on the wide view, though. We talk about futurecast tomorrow. There is a whole lot of nothing across our entire region. There may be some cloud cover. I'm going to start this off here over the next hour or so. A little bit of cloud cover coming in tomorrow afternoon and even into the morning. There's 9 o'clock right across the mountains, just some spotty clouds coming through. Not much moisture associated with that, but there's going to be what we call a trough setting up right there. It's basically an area of low pressure, adds a little bit of lift to the atmosphere. There is not much moisture with it, though. So some of those sprinkles could be heading around Boone, Asheville. That will not be in our direction. We should see a nice sun-filled day. If you're headed to the beaches, enjoying a lovely weekend, 78 there, Wilmington, 70 degrees Wrightsville. We're also at 71 in Nag's Head. Notice those wind speeds, too. Again, after a windy start to the weekend, they start to come down. Tomorrow will be a very nice day, and it's going to be a good couple of days, next four or five. If you want to head to the beach to cool off for something, check out temperatures. 72 is our normal. We're at 82 into tomorrow, 87 on Monday, 86 on Tuesday. We were forecasting our first of the year 90 degree day on Thursday. I've taken those down just a little bit. Some spots, our southern counties, I think could hit 90, but the reason for that being we're going to get a cold front coming through, kind of coinciding a little bit with those temperatures into the afternoon. Otherwise, very calm, 82 in our Sunday, 87 Monday. A slight chance of a shower there, Julian, as we head into Tuesday night. Maybe another chance Friday night into Saturday, but we could use a little bit of rainfall. We're getting pretty dry out there, and it's going to be feeling like summer here through this week.
Summertime, bring it on. Yeah. All right, thanks, Anthony. Look who's here with us, Casey. And Casey, a friend once told me it's never too early to talk about football.
No, and looking at that forecast, it kind of feels weird to be talking about football, but of course we're talking spring football. Now, not only is Duke hitting spring practice with a new head coach, but there's a battle for a new QB, plus NC Central held its annual spring game today. Luis Fernandez tells us why the quarterback position is also the focal point for the Eagles. Well, NCCU will start its college football season against Alabama State in the Orange Blossom Classic on September 1st. So how do the Eagles follow up two sky-high years? Well, after today's spring game, Luis Fernandez tells us you better watch the quarterback.
10 wins in 2022 and an HBCU national championship. 9 wins in 2023 and a trip to the FCS playoffs. The bar is high at O'Kelly Riddick Stadium. Having one of the best players in NCCU history, quarterback Davius Richard, helped a lot. So who's the next act to follow? Head coach Trey Oliver isn't mincing words.
We had the best quarterback in black college last year for Davius Richard. We got the best quarterback in black college this upcoming year for the Walker Harris.
Harris played at Heritage High School in Wake Forest. He gets it's going to be a challenge.
I mean, shoot, Davius is obviously a great quarterback. He's been a great quarterback here for the past 4 years. But you know me, you know, I've been playing football a long time. You know, this isn't my first rodeo.
As a backup last year, Harris saw action against UCLA and threw 5 touchdowns against Mississippi Valley.
He has an unbelievable arm. He throws people open, and he does a great job of placing the ball. You know, guys are covered, and he still puts the ball back shoulder or leads them or whatever the case may be. But he's always going to give the receiver a chance to make a play on the ball.
As for the rest of the team and the rest of the spring game, plenty of big hits from the defense and a few explosive runs, too. Luis Fernandez, WREL Sports, Durham.
Thank you, Luis. Well, Manny Diaz and Duke with the QB battle this spring. Henry Bealand still coming back from that injury. So it's been Grayson Loftus and Malik Murphy taking most of the first team reps. Murphy, an impressive presence on the field. 6'4", looking even bigger in number 57. Loftus and Bealand both got experience last year. Remember when Riley Leonard got injured? Murphy showing off his skills in a scrimmage today. Now for Diaz, he's just focused on making sure every quarterback gets better.
Johnny Brewer's done a really nice job with him of just, you know, working through, getting comfortable in offense. Because, again, you're still learning a new offense. Today's day 11 of really doing it, you know, with a defense presence. So, again, we don't get into the world of expectations. We just get in the world of what is, you know, and just coaching what we see on film every day. And then as whether it's Malik or any other player, you just have to respond to what we see and the things you like, keep doing it. The things you don't like, find a way to get better at.
Well, over to the Diamond, Duke opening its series at Pitt this afternoon with a doubleheader. Gets you up to some of the action. Alex Stone, he goes 4 for 5 on the day, 4 RBIs. Blue Devils explode with a 7-run third inning. Jonathan Santucci, 8 punch-outs. Duke takes game 1, 14-4, and they just took game 2. 4-3. Well, to the Bosch, UNC clinches its series win against Notre Dame. Game 2 this afternoon gets you up to that one. Anthony D'Onofrio got the scoring going with his 4th home run of the season. And in the 5th, his RBI single would be the eventual game winner. Heels clinch the series 7-2, the final. Well, tonight we've got a big one at Wake Med Soccer Park. The Portland Thorns visiting the NC Courage. With 5 championships and 5 shields between them, they're 2 of the winningest clubs in the league. Now, North Carolina, though, brings in some momentum with 2 wins. The Thorns still in search of their first. You can watch all the action live tonight at 7 right here on WREL.
All right, let's get it. And Walker Harris, he looks like he's ready for some football already.
Yeah, he's ready for his turn, right?
I think he's going to be a good one. Thank you, Casey. Well, thanks for joining us. NBC Nightly News is next with much more on the Iranian missile and drone attack on Israel.